virtually every voter I spoke with, both sides of the aisle, support term limits. What this does is it limits it to 12 consecutive years, be it in the House or the Senate. If you lose an election along the way, it resets it. If after 12 years you have to take a break, there's some concern that voters should be able to vote for who they want to vote for. That's fine. 2 years later, the person could run again. And also, people that have already served that time would not count against them. Those are some things we're doing to try to get it passed and start to change the culture. But the idea is to really break that notion of incumbency. That tenure brings with it increasing benefits as far as re-election. So we think 12 years is more than enough.